From Marketplace, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer in for David Brancaccio. It's been a week since PayPal announced it was launching a stablecoin called PayPal USD. Stablecoins are a kind of cryptocurrency that are supposed to be backed by a particular asset. In the case of PayPal, the US dollar. They can act as a kind of bridge between cryptocurrencies and money issued by governments. Some people believe stablecoins could revolutionize payment technology, but there are no rules in the US specifically for stablecoins yet. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
There's north of $100 billion held in stablecoins globally. And without regulation, those assets aren't legally protected in the U.S. if, say, a business holding them goes under.
You could have a situation where you have a run on a stablecoin.
Timothy Massad, a former chair of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, is advising PayPal on its new stablecoin. He says that creating a regulatory framework could deal with this kind of insolvency and encourage more of the private sector to experiment.
Our system is actually relatively slow and expensive, and these new digital technologies represent a potential advance.
Congress is considering various bills. The Treasury Department has been researching rules, too. And Wharton's Kevin Werbach says PayPal's move could hurry everyone along.
In terms of the possibility that significant funds will start flowing into stablecoins in the traditional financial system.
Werbach predicts we'll see rules in one form or another in the next year. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.